from what I gather, it's not unusual for blood type to play a role in various impacts of an infectious disease.
That's right. We've known for years that certain people are more predisposed to certain infectious diseases, or at least having bad outcomes from certain infectious diseases, depending upon their blood type. For example, there's a species of the parasite that causes malaria that is much worse, causes much worse disease in people with type A blood.
When you look at all blood types, is it just type A that's the baddie, or is the risk evenly distributed across the types, depending on the type of disease we're talking about?
Yes, it depends upon the type of infection we're talking about. So this very nicely done study in the New England Journal of Medicine did show an association between people with type A blood and a poorer outcome from COVID-19. That's not always the case with other infectious diseases with people with type A blood, so it does vary. And interestingly, if you have type O blood, which is a very common type in many populations, the risk appears to be less if you get COVID than if you have more.
So let me ask you this. I know there's someone driving around out there right now saying, gosh, I've got type A blood. Should I be doing anything differently relative to my friends in terms of social distancing and other ways of protecting myself?
I'm really glad you asked that question. I think we all have to be careful. I don't think you should assume that if you have type A, and for example, I have type A blood.
So do I.
That you're necessarily at terrible risk for if you get COVID. It just means you're at a somewhat increased risk of having a poorer outcome. But you should be as careful as you can be if you have type A, type B, or type O. So everybody needs to be really careful. And you know, the converse is also true. If you have type O, don't think from this discussion that, oh, I don't have to be careful. You still have to be very careful. This issue about your blood type is really just sort of nibbling at the edges. The most important features are how healthy you are to start.
I want to take another nibble around the edge. There was research earlier this week that men, we've known for a while that men are more susceptible to COVID than women. The theory being it's because of testosterone levels?
Well, that's the hypothesis. That's right. It's really a double whammy for me, isn't it? Type A and being a male. We've known for decades that males in general don't handle infectious diseases as well as females. We're not absolutely sure why. One of the hypotheses that you raised was that it's testosterone. There are other thoughts, perhaps estrogen is protective. And, you know, no one really knows. And we're investigating that, of course, right now. But men don't handle infectious diseases in general as well as women.
I'm thinking about the implications of all this. For example, developing a vaccine or a treatment process. Will one size not fit all? Will these blood types and gender issues have to be factored in?
I don't think they'll have to be factored in terms of what type of vaccine they would receive. There's no evidence for that. It is interesting that you asked the question in terms of prioritizing who's going to get the vaccine. Should males get it before females? Should people with type A get it before people with type O? I don't think we're going to get to the point where we're going to be making those kinds of decisions.